Another week has gone by, and it's time once again. Well, let's just felt it. That's right. It's time for Female Encounters of the Live Kind. Here's Carrie and Alicia.
We're ready whenever y'all are.
Hey, she's
Carrie.
Awesome. What up, Alicia?
What's up?
I'm Traegers.
Cold.
Whoop, whoop. You're pumped today?
Oh, I know I said it was cold.
Oh,
but if I was pumped, I'd be less cold. Like if I worked out.
I wish you were not cold. I'm sorry. We're just kind of by the door today.
But we are by the
door.
We're
still at Traegers, though.
We are
at Traegers. At that old doghouse. Female Encounters of the Life Kind. Thank you.
And the axe throwing.
And the axe throwing.
And I wish it was X throwing, but we'll work on that.
We're still doing that.
I got some husbands to toss around.
We have a couple of guests today we're pretty excited about. Go ahead and introduce yourself, if you will.
I go by Animus.
And I'm Momentum.
Yeah, you might remember Animus from last week's show. Thanks for joining us again. That was fun.
And the Banana Gang.
That was my fault, kind of, ish.
Well, that's not surprising at all. Not surprising at all.
Oh, hell's bells. Okay, so now we're going to talk about... I just interrupted.
Please, go.
I'll continue to do so. How Momentum helps Animus. How they work together.
Yeah,
because you said that you guys bounce off each other, kind of like we do, right?
Yeah, sure, we do. We do our own show called The Cannabis Strip Show, and it's my co-host.
And we're always both coming up with ideas and trying to always have open input on type of floor. So
open input, I could ask you what to talk about on that?
Sure.
Oh, this could be fun. Look at me, I'm all, well.
Go ahead. That's why we're here, Carrie. That's why we're here.
But do you watch? Okay, so dumb question. I have a lot of them. But again, that's why I'm here. When you're doing it live, are you able to watch the feedback, like questions coming in? Like, can I mess with you, yes or no?
We've kind of, yeah.
Okay.
We've kind of, like, developed this thing where we get another phone and then try and work with the comments while the camera's on that side and then try to. But sometimes there's a lag. So
yeah.
We try to.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
The lag.
Yeah, it's lagging.
That's cool.
But yeah, we do.
What was the... How often do you record or how often do you do that?
I think
you
like for music or...
For your podcast that you do?
It used to be like... Well, we started in November of last year and it used to be like almost an everyday thing. And then as time went on, it progressed, and we basically started doing, like, once a week. So.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're live, how many people are watching, like, is it creepy?
Actually, it depends on which day, too.
Yeah.
Because, like, certain days, you'll get some, like...
What's your maximum people that you've had?
Like, 9 or 10 on at once, and then they'll kind of come and go, like, they'll tune in and then drop out, but in total, there'll be, like, 29, 30, and, like, throughout the...
We did a couple just live, like, just little tidbits, like, just little excerpts or whatever, but we've never done a live show. We should look into that.
Mm-hmm. I know, I think we should, but then I'd be shy and have to pull my beanie all the way down.
Yeah.
But there has been nights where those numbers have went up too. Like we'll check like after and see how many views we had, and
then they would add up. That you're talking about. Huh? What do you think? Is it the night or the subject that you're discussing?
We've noticed that weeknights tend to do really good because not a lot of people are doing a lot of things.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I could see that.
Kinda like we are right now.
So yeah. So what's your next big thing? What are you guys getting into next?
We've been doing some shows. We're working on some music, too, at the same time.
Nice.
And eventually start completing some songs.
Aren't you guys doing something at No Worries? Or am I imagining that?
Yeah, we have
that
show.
Because you're doing the Dino thing Friday, right?
Yeah. And then it's the QLA Christmas party that's happening over at No Worries.
Nice.
And we're both going to be performing that night on the 23rd.
Are you guys doing solo performances?
Do solo performances.
Okay.
So how often do you guys bounce off each other?
Pretty often, and like we've just been coming up with good ideas, and one of the best ideas we've come up with recently is, especially since it's harvest time, is reviewing local growers and dispensaries and stuff. And
nice.
We've reviewed a lot of just local growers' cannabis, and they'll just provide us with product, and then we'll just kind of rate it and then tell them
do tastings.
Okay, so this, I have a question now. Based off what you said about being the weather guy, so it's like 39 outside, feels like 14. So according to weather guy, feels. How do you rate that? Like, how, I mean, I don't know.
How do you explain what it's like? Like, how do you...
Yeah, like, I...
We give it, we rate it from, like,
you're like,
one
I'm
to ten.
It since in utero.
One to ten.
Yeah, rate. And then a lot of the time people want to know the smell, the taste, how it burns, and the how the high is. So
right.
There's,
yeah,
like those
a
four things to kind of...
Wow.
Based
yeah,
off
to
of,
count,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we're still trying to become better connoisseurs and get more fancy terminology and stuff.
Not heard that word.
Through it.
Well, that's cool. So is that something that you guys want to focus more on, or more the music side?
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're doing a little bit of both. They yeah. kind of intertwine because a lot of our music is kind of geared towards that.
Okay.
But,
well, yes.
Yeah, and
know.
Then we do our, like... Our freestyles during the show too.
Oh yeah, you're gonna
or
do a
we,
freestyle, huh?
Or
Carrie.
We play.
I'm gonna bully you into it. You're gonna do it, damn it.
Or we do. We'll play like a local artist's song every now and then. Just like choose a couple to play, mm-hmm. and then we'll
Read
smoke along to it, and just like, oh yeah, that was cool. That was so and so.
Yeah.
You know?
Plug. Yeah.
Cool. I say we need a song, but she can sing. I can't. I just stand there.
And sometimes sometimes we'll have guests on, like local artists, and or just not so local artists. Like we've had people from Gallup on, just kind of.
Yeah.
You need us. We're fun.
Yeah, we could have you guys on as a guest. That'd be fun for sure. And sometimes people will smoke along, and they'll type in what strain that they're smoking.
Oh, nice.
So it kind of, it's a really community vibe.
Yeah. It kind of feels like it gets more like involved with like the viewers or, you know, the community in a way.
See, and I want people to give us feedback. But then I kind of don't want to. Because someone's like, you suck, and I'm like, well, you suck too. Like, I don't know. Do you like, sorry, I'll work on it, or do you insult them?
Well, you'd hope people have a little bit more to contribute than you suck. Like, no constructive criticism there.
I don't know.
Like, oh, okay, I'll just not suck anymore. Problem solved.
You sound like a dyke. I don't know. No, it's me. I have a dyke-like voice.
Stop saying that word.
Oh, okay. I just got censored. I probably should have been censored 8 months ago.
Yeah.
I don't know, because if someone hurt my feelings, would I be quieter?
No.
You don't think I would?
No.
Would you be quiet?
I have never seen
you. If someone said something mean to you guys, would you be quiet? Or just be like,
it just,
okay.
It depends. Yeah.
First of all,
I like to approach it in more of a positive way. Or,
yeah.
You know.
I'm just going to go cry about it, and then. Yeah.
You know, if it's.
Oh, I think I'd snap back.
Well,
and then go cry about it in the bathroom.
I feel like, you know, if somebody does that, and then you, you know, automatically
you guys,
protect yourself.
Yeah. Do you guys get hecklers?
Or stalkers?
Not lately.
Do you guys get stalkers?
I got one of those.
Oh, do tell. Let's
hear it. I had to block twice, but yeah.
Comes with the territory, right? Yeah. That's how you know you're making it.
You've got to be popular if you've got to.
You
want
to put a positive spin on it, right? That's what you're going to say, right?
Yep.
But no hecklers?
Hecklers, not lately,
no.
But there's, I don't know, there's been a couple in the past, but
yeah.
Do
we,
have we
got
stalkers?
Over it.
I feel like more comedians would have that problem than like musicians.
I don't think we have stalkers. I'll stalk you if you stalk me. Deal. We're in. Some bitch, we're in. I don't know. We
cool.
try.
Yep.
Yeah. So you have Dino's on Friday. That's going to be exciting. We're going to make it out.
Oh, you're going to make
it
too?
Yeah.
Nice.
We're going to make it out. So.
Yeah.
Yes, she's going to remind me.
Yeah. I'm just
Isn't
gonna
it
pick
supposed
you
to
up.
Snow, though? Well, you have to drive.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you melt?
No, I'm just a rare and delicate snowflake driving in the snow.
Well, I'm not going to let you drive in the snow. I'm not out for a death wish, but yeah. So, did you guys want to freestyle here?
They do.
I don't know. Is there music in the background? I don't know. It's hard to freestyle while
Well, you said you
rock.
Wanted a beat, and we were talking about that last time. Okay, so I can armpit fart, but I cannot leg fart. Can you guys leg fart?
No.
Like if you had shorts on?
That's the first time I've heard
were we
of
watching
this.
When that guy...
Oh, we were watching Mad TV.
Yeah, and he was getting it. And as much as I tried, I could not leg fart. But I can armpit fart.
I think, Carrie,
I
think
we
have trivia night here today.
Oh, it is trivia night.
I think we done messed up.
Is that
bro.
A question I just missed in Lost Trivia?
I probably.
No,
I
we are
we
trying to bully
up.
Them into doing what they do with my armpit.
I'm telling you what's happening around us. Can you focus?
Oh.
No? No focus there. Whatever.
Are you guys good at trivia?
Trivia?
Yeah, they have trivia here at Traeger's.
I've
Wednesdays.
Never tried it. So.
I didn't,
for real?
I didn't know. I was completely oblivious.
I don't know what the...
Are you good at trivia?
Not particularly. I don't even know the subject.
We were once members in a Marvel trivia.
I might be.
Oh, we
might be.
Is it cannabis trivia?
Who knows?
Oh, it's cannabis trivia. Yeah.
Okay, if it was trivia not about cannabis, that stuff, what would you be good at? Like, I could probably
movies?
Master napping.
I'm pretty well versed in turquoise and things, but.
Hey.
There you go. What about you? Napping.
I think that's a pretty short subject.
Well, if you do it right, it's long. It's not right. Napping. The dog.
How many questions can you come
what
up with that?
What you're describing is called sleep.
Yeah. I think I'm good at random shit.
A coma?
I'm one of those.
A coma?
What? Come over. No, but I think I'm good at, like, most random nonsense.
Maybe.
What about you?
I have no idea. I'm a jack of all trades. I have little tidbits about everything. You guys want to hear a joke? Actually,
sure.
These are terrible, guys. They're not bad. Why did the hipster burn his tongue on his coffee?
Why is that?
Because he drank it before it was cool. Yeah.
I send her dad jokes all the time, and some of them are really good.
I quit watching them.
What? They're funny.
I feel like sometimes you send me duplicates, but that could just be me.
And we lost our joke off.
Yeah, we had a joke.
Have you guys ever seen the joke offs?
No.
Should we challenge them? Can we do it?
No.
Why?
Because I don't want to. But basically, you just tell jokes until this person cracks. You know?
And it, like, you're straight face.
You know what?
I told a joke last time and she got it right away. So.
She sure did.
But I
would like to smoke weed and play that game. I would much rather do that.
I don't smoke weed.
I know.
It would be hilarious.
Oh.
Okay.
Everything would be funny.
But I giggle even telling a joke.
Yeah, that's true.
I think that's why we lost last time, because you have to not laugh. And it's really hard.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like no laugh.
I probably got like one joke.
Let's hear it.
I already used my joke.
The one you had? Shit. All right, let's hear it.
This one's probably pretty played out. Everybody's probably heard it, but what do you get when you cross a elephant with a hippopotamus? Or no, I think I've already butchered it. Let me think.
Elephant tigo. No. I don't know. What?
It's an elephant with a rhino.
No idea.
Hell if I know.
Oh.
See, you would have just lost for your team. Okay, knock knock.
I would have lost.
Knock knock.
Who's there?
Europe.
Europe who?
Don't call me that.
What was it?
I said Europe, and then you say Europe who? And I'm like, don't call me poo. You're supposed to.
Remember when I said I don't want to do this?
Oh, hell. Hell's bells.
Great listening. Great listening.
Well, I don't have the best skills.
That's right. Anima said that his music, or like this time of year, kind of picks up, but then it kind of trails off in the new year. Is that about the same thing for you, or you got to keep it going all year, the same level?
Yeah, I usually try to stay musically involved, but sometimes the other aspects of my life kind of take a hold and go out of control. But lately I've been trying to hit it harder and apply myself a little more.
Yeah, yeah.
So how many, because you said four, right?
Four what?
Instruments?
Oh, sure.
How many do you play?
Maybe more.
Maybe like...
You said four, I swear.
Yeah.
I kind of barely play the harmonica. But,
my kids never had a chance. I took it away.
You can blow?
If I play it, I used to be really good when I played it a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'd be as good as I once was, but I'm still pretty
good. It seems so hard.
It seems messy.
I just, Blues Travelers, my best harmonic, right? Agreed? Can we all agree on that?
It's just full of slobber.
Blues Traveler, the band, best harmonic?
Still okay. Full of slobber.
So that's a slobber band.
No, I do not. No.
Okay, great.
Like,
it's a slobber
band. Take it out of their mouth and do like a whoosh on the side of the wall. Yeah, like a slobber off.
You're
or something.
Monica. Yeah.
But what's the other one that's super nasty? I mean, I know there's a lot of instruments people put in their mouth. This is gonna go south real fast.
Are you talking about woodwinds? What are you talking about?
Isn't there another like really nasty slobbery one? Besides the harmonica, like instrument that's slobbery, like nasty ass.
The tuba.
The tuba.
I thought that was just heavy. I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The ones with the little wood things.
Oh,
so woodwinds. Clarinet. So clarinets.
And a flute. So all of them.
Yeah. That have a reed or an oboe. Yeah. That one has like a circle reed.
Still nasty.
I was in band in high school, guys.
I was in choir. We talked about this, and I faked it.
Yeah, and you faked
and
it.
And I just moved my mouth a lot. La, 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 la.
And apparently talked about slobbery things. Got it.
Nasty, nasty.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
what
I've
did you guys do?
I've gone through a lot of harmonicas just because I don't like to try to clean them too much.
Yeah,
and,
I can see that.
And just go right to the next one. And it can be expensive.
For real. I don't even think I own one anymore. I know she does.
You have a harmonica?
Yeah, she calls it a harmonica, though.
I know my parents gave the kids one, like, in their stocking one year.
Ooh,
I threw that shit away so fast, I was like, hell no.
Maybe what you're talking about is a kazoo.
Man, that's the other one right there. That's a slobbery.
Yeah, like right there. Migraine and I hate somebody. Who the hell made that? Someone who really hates parents.
Yeah. Bullshit. If you could put that though in a song and actually like make it.
Oh, that's what they're gonna freestyle about. Yeah, can you guys freestyle about a kazoo? Let's see what you can do.
Can
you?
You
started it.
Yeah, exactly. You're already doing it.
Is it time for the armpit fart?
Often duplicated. Yeah.
I can't do shit, man.
I know. And that's okay.
You're supposed to say, no, you can, and build me up like a homie.
I am. And that's okay.
You just said, no, you can't.
Exactly.
Can you guys freestyle about a kazoo? About a kazoo?
Kazoo. I can barely say kazoo.
Kazoo. What do I do? Didn't tie my shoe, but there's spit in my kazoo.
Ew.
The spittiest of the two.
See?
Harmonica and a kazoo.
Now I have to think of everything
sitting
that rhymes with it. Because remember, it has to rhyme without breaking grammatical rules.
Yep.
We talked about that. Yeah, that pisses me off. Every time I hear that song, I'm like, damn it.
How about you?
What you doing?
You are asking them to rhyme with kazoo, so.
Kazoo, chew.
Bless you.
I could sneeze right now, and I could just, there's your beat right there.
You can sneeze on command?
No, actually.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
That would be. And if I did that,
you do play an instrument. I play the sneeze.
Aw. But it's followed by the pee. Because I'm one of those, I'm a sneeze and pee kind of gal.
Such
do
a
guys
charmer.
Do that? Do you guys sneeze and pee your pants?
No.
I don't think
Oh, come
most
on, you can admit it.
I don't,
for real?
No, I don't think their muscles never work like that.
You're saying I have no muscles?
I'm saying you're a girl. And you've had children.
I've had a litter, yes.
You remember those?
Yeah,
remember
good times.
Those?
Yeah. The litter's fun.
Do you have kids, Momentum?
No, I don't.
And you have one, right?
Yeah, I have one kid.
How old did you say?
14. Gonna be 15 2 days.
2 days.
I have a 15-year-old that's gonna be 16 soon.
Was it hard having a kid around Christmas and having to get multiple presents?
Yes.
Yeah.
Double present up? I bet.
Yeah, so you get the present for Christmas and then you give them the batteries for their birthday. So they have to stare at the non-working present the whole time, right?
Wow.
Like, I'll get my son the skateboard and then 3 weeks later get the wheels. Hey.
There you go.
Is that bad? Is that terrible? Did you almost spit your beer?
It's not great. I feel bad for your kids.
All right, you give them the left shoe for Christmas and the right shoe for their birthday.
They have shoes. It's fine.
Yeah.
It could be worse.
Put your bitch in.
Me and my brother's birthday were like 4 days apart, so we practically shared.
Oh, did you guys have to double up?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, me and my sister were 1 day apart, so.
So we know your mom's mating season.
Oh, yeah, shit, my dad's birthday. Yeah, my dad's birthday. Oh.
Really?
Yes. Math's fun.
Wow. Saves a lot of money if you give a birthday present that way, I guess.
It's something you would do for sure.
Hell yeah. Wow. Merry Christmas, homeboy. Got child support for 18 years.
I give him this half on his birthday and this half on Father's Day.
I'm like, I'm not fucking around.
Ridiculous.
I would never.
You guys have Christmas plans?
I don't right now, so
no?
Just the birthday I'm worried about. And then.
Yeah. You done shopping for that?
Almost. A couple more things. And then I might drop off a couple gifts at my dad's with my sister's. And then call it a night.
Call it a night. There you go. What about you?
I just went to the Cannabis Cup and saw like a Little Flip, Paul Wall, Devin the Dude, Redman, and Method Man, and then went to Vegas to spend some time with my best friend. So that was pretty much my Christmas.
Oh, yeah, that was your... That was fun.
Yeah, it was pretty...
Sounds like a hell of a lineup.
Are you done shopping?
Yeah, it was a crazy show.
Yeah. Where was that at?
It was at the Rio Rancho Convention Center.
Oh, okay.
It was on the 9th.
That's a pretty... We went to a concert. I think it was Ice Cube. We went and saw that one.
Yeah, it's a really cool venue.
Nice.
Yeah,
it is. Nice. I haven't been there yet. Pretty cool?
Yeah.
It's pretty dope.
Getting an Uber on the way out was a little rough, but...
Oh, I see.
It is a hallway.
It was kind of tucked away back in there, but it was legit.
You've never been there either?
Where?
The Rio Rancho Convention Center.
Nope.
Oh.
That's I really don't like concerts. It's loud and there's people.
Have you always been like that?
Yeah. Huh. So I go, I went to Fiddler's Green, where it's kind of open and you're not next
what is
to
that?
People. It's in Denver.
Oh. Is it like a bowl sort of thing? Or?
No, it's like green filled with the stage.
Okay, so the Journal or something.
What's the Journal?
The Journal Pavilion? I don't know what
it's
called.
No idea what you're talking about.
Oh, Isleta Amphitheater?
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
But that one I didn't have to get an Uber. I rode a guy out. The guy. Oh, that sounded terrible. How tall are you? Because you seem really tall.
I'm 6'9".
Okay, well, he was probably about that, and I couldn't see anything. And I was drunk, and he was drunk, and he was like, climb on. I was like, I did.
Damn.
I got on his back. I was like, I will climb you like a stripper pole. And I got on his back and we left. And then we both got on the same bus and whatever. That's it. We just.
And then you had something come out of you 9 months later.
The hell I did. I was like, woo woo. Child support, homeboy. No, I just rode the guy out because I could see and he was tall enough to maneuver through.
That makes sense.
Do you get ridden a lot?
No, they had pretty good seats though. I don't really like concerts where everybody's just standing around and they can kind of fight for space and all that.
Yeah, see, that's what I can't handle.
Well, I know a lot of people that have been to heavy metal shows and they're like, it's safer in the mosh pit because then you could breathe and it's not neck and neck.
Yeah.
And, this had assigned seating and it was pretty... I thought it was going to be like a football stadium for some reason when I bought the tickets, but it was pretty small and I was really close to the stage, so it was pretty legit.
It's kind of like a rink.
All the seats were kind of like a movie theater style. The
little flappy up things.
Yeah. That's pretty nice.
So, that's cool. If you could perform anywhere, where would it be?
In the state or out of state?
Oh, I don't know about that part. Okay, one of each.
In the state
and out of state.
My group that I was with, UNMP, was supposed to go on tour to Japan, and I was really excited for that before COVID, and then after COVID, they were like, oh, you need, vaccines to do this and that, and all this stuff happened, and it kind of fell apart, and
Did you show them your ivermectin receipts?
But, I was really excited for that, but just the idea of performing for foreign people, and then just, being this kind of foreign
entity. It would be intimidating
a
little bit, yeah?
Really? I think it'd be less intimidating.
Intimidating. Yeah, they don't know what the heck
they're
listening
to.
Go with it. Yeah. It's popular over there. It's got to be popular here.
They sound great.
I don't know. I'm in.
It's okay.
What about you?
Definitely have to go with Isleta. If it was in-state, the Isleta Amphitheater. It's a big venue, and there's usually a lot of people. I know Jelly Roll did a good job over there, and I was like, that would have been the show that I would want to be on right there. But other than that, out of state, probably be Red Rocks. It was in Denver.
Yep.
That's
I have been there.
One.
Yeah. That's nice.
That one's just pretty.
Hell of a walk, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I was really excited about performing at Lauderhouse, and that's always been really fun.
Yeah.
I felt like that was a big milestone.
And you're doing No Worries. Have you guys done No Worries before?
Yeah.
I haven't.
Oh.
This will be my first.
This will be your first.
And Friday's what? Dino Dino? Have you guys done that one before?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've been over there a few times.
Wow. I haven't been there, and gosh, it's been.
I've never been there. I've just heard about it. I've heard there's a lot of fights. And I'm one of those who just sits in the parking lot, why can't we be friends?
I haven't seen anything like that lately or anything. So a lot of people do say that. And the times I have gone, it's been really cool.
Chill.
So it's just got a bad rep.
Bad rep. Yeah. Super good vibe. Super friendly staff.
It's just like the location. Maybe
we did a show over there one time.
I know it's by a gas station.
We did a show over there one time, and there was like 14, 15 of us hanging out outside, and none of us were in the bar at this point, and it got really late, and I thought they were going to come out and tell us all to leave, but they came out, and they're like, we're doing karaoke, come on in here, and then a few of us went in, and the Animus went up and did some karaoke, and
impressed
the heck out of a few people.
He did what to a few people? What?
He impressed the heck out of a few people, and the owner was really...
Your stalker.
Yeah. But yeah, a few of the staff members were doing pretty good too, and I didn't go up, but maybe next time.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would never do karaoke. I'm a chicken shit.
It's so fun though. Once you get that initial like,
and nope, not gonna happen.
I mean, it's the only performing I'll ever do for people, so it's like I get the high, but it's not anything.
I
like
have the armpit
actual
fart. That's
it's
it.
Just your
that's
shit.
My performance. The armpit fart, especially in the shower. That's all
we're gonna go to Dino's and fight.
I'm gonna show with a spray. No, I'm gonna go to Dino's with a spray bottle. So I get the armpit moist like a shower.
You're gonna get stalkers, and you probably will ride someone home.
Oh, armpit stalkers? Oh, I'm gonna ride somebody out?
Yeah, probably.
Let's go.
Yeah, probably.
I don't know.
There used to be some concerts like at Mickey Park back in the day.
Oh yeah, they did have some.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, and it smelled like shit. Well,
yeah, it's
caca.
A horse or a.
Rodeo kind of
yeah.
Livestocky area. I don't know what the hell you call that. It's a doo-doo house. I don't know.
The horse corrals, yeah.
Yep. Much better. Crap corral.
Much better.
I don't know.
Well, I don't know. She brought us something to eat, which was nice of her. What else? What do you guys got planned for this evening?
I'm still waiting for the freestyle.
Yeah, she's been talking about it for like a week.
Yeah, I really have.
Oh, yeah.
So this is where I bully you. So do it. Do it now. You want me to bust out the armpit?
The
actually kidding. I think I'd probably suck
I can
if
probably
you
draw
have to shut
beat,
up.
If you want to.
Oh, I do have to shut up.
I was waiting for like one of these background songs
to
do something, but
it's not helping
it's
out.
It's just super Christmassy, so I don't think it's going to change anytime soon.
What is this? Oh, is this Donna? It is Donna, right?
I've had friends that are like, give me anything I could rap over anything, and I'm trying to be that guy right now.
And I'm being a bully, huh?
No.
Okay, it's your turn. Be the bully.
They're getting it. They're feeling it. I can see it.
You're just pushing our creative limits. And I'm totally
into impromptu it. Never works. I suck when I'm put on the spot. Like, I freeze. I don't know.
Let them hear it.
Maybe
let
if they turn
feel
up
it.
The jam. Gonna have to freestyle a little bit for y'all. Put it in the, tell them that I'm back with the cannabis jar. Yeah, pass it on down the boat. How we gonna have to flow with this? Yeah, mind control, let me just go on the microphone. Let's just flow all day long. That's how we do, yeah. Animus and Momo on the flow, yeah, let's go.
And of course, yeah, I'll do a review for you if you grew a few, if you plant a seed, if you sown the. I mean, damn, the cannabis is in my hand. I rolled it up in smoke again. And I'm trying to tell them why I'm not feeling like a fell. Lynn, that life, that road, I'm like, that's just felling. I'm trying to be up on the come up. And they see that I'm not up on the run up.
Yeah, we feeling the vibes. Yeah, we just sitting here in front of two mics. Yeah, we just get high. Yeah, over at Traeger's, do it in the middle. How we gonna have to do this? Yeah, with no beat. Yeah, cut it.
That one was pretty rough.
Yeah,
for
yeah it was definitely rough.
I thought it was good. I don't know.
You nailed it.
Trying to stay on beat.
I know, right?
It's
on. That's gotta be distracting. Because when you guys normally do it, there's nothing in the background?
There's usually...
Well, there's definitely
like,
not
we usually
that.
Have, like...
we usually have, there's not Donna. Donna's not there. She didn't show up.
Yeah, we got a, like, whole collection of beats that we just throw on, and, like, when we're smoking, we just, you know, throw on a beat, and then we end up freestyling on our own, just, like, just starts going. And
I think you guys did great.
It.
That was rough. I was trying to hear it, too, and I'm like, okay. I think you guys did great.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it was dramatically on point.
And
so I do
now
appreciate that.
We have that, and then we'll see you on Friday, and we'll be like, oh, there it is.
Do I still need to talk about watermelons and bananas on Friday?
Sure.
Okay. Hashtag carry.
Hashtag carry.
Hashtag carry.
Hashtag carry.
Hashtag carry.
I'm just creating shit right now.
Well,
left.
Thanks for joining us. You guys got anything else you want to wrap or
just
Maybe if you want to put on a little beat, because that was pretty
rough. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That was rough.
Do it. I love being a bully.
You love being a bully?
Yeah.
You're not a very good one. You're too
All
nice.
Right. Here we go. Oh, wait.
All right. Here we go.
It's not loading.
Hold, please, for the beat.
Oh, here we go. Okay.
Hold it for the beat.
Hold it for the beat.
Holding for the beat, landing on my feet, can't stop.
Is it
because
I don't have a spray bottle in my armpit? Oh, wow, you're pretty good, too. I
oh,
like
there you
do
go.
It again, do it again.
Do it, no. No, no, no. I used to have one that I used to say all the time, and I don't remember what it was like. Yeah, I don't remember it.
Let's try.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah, feeling the beat, bringing the heat, yeah, let's get back, we cutting the meat, yeah, we had to meet up over by Traeger's, yeah, you see, yeah, spitting a freestyle, yeah, we bringing it all, yeah, how I do this shit when I'm on freestyle mode, yeah, hit the fire, let it go in fire mode, yeah.
Yeah, just killing it, always coming with the illest shit, the realest in. Just take your pick, me or him. And it's that cannabis drip that we're doing. That show you know we're pursuing the highest goal to get higher. And at my desire, my change, I mean my perception, the way that I'm looking at this place and the vision in my brain. I mean my optics, they'll seem a little red because the haze is in. I mean, taking effect, and I be blazing in, blazing on, and taking into consideration that this flow go long, and it's so damn strong, and here come Animus again.
Yeah, where the trivia at? Yeah, coming back with a little, carry hashtag, bring it back with the flow, yeah, bring it back with the flow, you know some more, yeah, let's go, yeah, College Road, yeah, over at Traeger's Bar, you know, keeping it up with the flow, you know we on the hydro. We do that shit all night and day, like you know, keeping up.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, there it is.
Nice.
I got there the you go. Hashtag.
Got woohoo!
I got
totally
hashtag.
Redeemed yourself.
A little
cool.
Better.
I got a hollow back.
A little better.
A little better. A little better. See, we'll just get there. We'll get there.
Yep. I'm glad your phone died when it did, because my arm was like,
did it die or was it done?
Yeah, it was done. The beat was over.
My arm died.
When y'all come on our show, we'll definitely do a freestyle.
Oh, I can't wait.
You know what? And we'll do one too. Or at least I will. Screw it.
I got your back.
Well, thank you guys for coming on.
You're welcome.
It was fun.
I can't wait to be on yours. Hashtag Carrie.
We'll have to get together for sure. So thanks for joining us, Carrie.
Thank you guys again. It was fun.
You got any parting words you'd like to say?
Anytime you guys have an upcoming event, holler. We'll put you on again.
All right.
Do it.
You will.
Sounds good.
That's it for today. They'll be back next Friday with a brand new edition. In the meantime, don't hold any of their sponsors accountable. They are not responsible for anything that may slip out of one of their mouths.
This program is sole property of IntoWest Concepts, all rights reserved. For permission to use any of the programming, contact IntoWestConcepts.com.
Your input is appreciated. Just email us at InterWestConcepts.com. That's InterWestConcepts.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.